7 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it. And this will end it after the shovel. Or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle! Miraculous in Miami!
It is time for our regular weekly conversation with Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is brought to you by Barmakian Jewelers and Town Fair Tire. You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter, as we do, at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
We're doing fine, thank you. Not that it happened a lot in your tenure with the Patriots, but when you have a gut-wrenching loss like the Patriots did on Sunday, how does Bill Belichick handle it come Monday?
Well, you got to address it. I mean, you definitely got to point out all the mistakes and things that's adjustable in the meeting with everybody. It's week 14, and you want to be playing better football, especially since the playoffs are around the corner. So you got to address it, go through all the issues, and after that, you got to find a way to move on. You know, as far as players, the one thing we want to do is definitely move on and get the next game here as soon as possible, just to race and get back on track.
What did you think of the decision to have Rob Gronkowski on the field for the final play?
Well, that's the coach's decision. I mean, I don't know what package that is. I was kind of confused because it wasn't last play or Hail Mary. It was more of a desperado play. So I would have somebody probably more defensively athletic in on that play. But like I said, I don't know the packages. I don't know the personnel groups they have for that play. Was a little different or odd to see, Gronk in there. But, you know, when you're in there, you got to do exactly what they ask of you. You got to make a play. And, a lot of parts of that play broke down before it got to that point.
Now, I guess what's confusing to me, because I thought it was a terrible decision to have Gronk out there, but the other part was they took Devin McCourty off the field, and I feel like if anybody should be on the field, it would be a guy who plays free safety as well as anybody in the league.
Yeah, I know you usually substitute one guy for a jumper, but in that case, like I mentioned, it wasn't the Hail Mary last play type of play, so... I agree. You want to have your best defensive guys out there, your most athletic guys. And even if it's a jumper that you're substituting, make sure they're athletic enough to execute the play.
What is it about the Patriots playing in Miami? Why have they had such a problem there, really, even going back to your days?
I have no clue. I mean, there could be a lot of distractions going to Miami. And, you know, sometimes guys get unfocused, but that wasn't one of the places. Us knowing that, we made sure that we were really, in tune with one another. And everybody was on the same page as far as what we needed to do, knowing that we struggled when we went there. So... a lot of talk, a lot of conversation about that prior to the game. Just don't understand why things break down and why the technique and everything pretty much went out the door in that football game.
Now, I don't think a lot of people would have predicted that the Patriots-Steelers game, both teams would be coming off losses, especially with the Steelers facing the Raiders this past week. What have you seen out of Pittsburgh the last couple of weeks? It looked like they had the division all locked up. Now, I mean, the way things are going, they may even miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching the Steelers, and I mentioned on air that it's been some undisciplined football, you know, that's going on. And a lot of the problems with the Steelers are self-inflicted, you know, penalties, giving up special team plays, not making in-game adjustments, you know, a lot of players playing bad technique, mental errors. It has more to do with they're not doing versus what, you know, teams are doing to them.
What do you think about Mike Tomlin as the head coach?
I like Mike. I think Mike does a fantastic job. I think he's in a situation where he's handling a lot of egos and a lot of different personalities, which makes it tough. And you can see the frustration sometimes in him when he talks about it, because I know that's not with that staff coaches. And I know that they expect better. And for some reason, you know, some guys in that locker room are not being accountable and, you know, are not going out and executing and playing the way that they're coached to play. And it's frustrating when that happens.
What do you think is the better job that will be available this offseason? Do you think it's the Cleveland Browns or the Green Bay Packers?
You know, that's tough. It just depends. I think both are really good jobs. With Cleveland, you got a young team, young quarterback that you can go in with a lot of talent, establish and build on paper. You know, this team is really, really talented. It's a team that is eager to want to win and learn after being there in camp and understanding. And I think in Green Bay, you got a young group of men outside of certain positions, but the one position that, you know, is a little older is one of the best in the league at the quarterback position. So it's a place with a lot of history, tradition. And when you look at the secondary, when you look at the receivers in Green Bay, a young group as well. So I think it's both are really, really promising jobs with the talented roster that it's going to take the right coach to go in and lead and make their decisions and compete. I think with both teams, you're able to compete just a little different, a little younger at the quarterback position versus one.
After what happened last year with Indianapolis, many people thought Josh McDaniels might not get another opportunity to be a head coach. Do you think there will be teams trying to lure Josh away from New England this offseason?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, he made a decision, you know, not to go to Indianapolis based on a lot of different things. And I think when you're a coach and you're used to a certain environment and, you know, coaching a certain way and having certain resources and freedoms and, you know, from the ownership all the way down, you're looking for the perfect situation if you're going to leave New England. I think right now, New England is the right situation, unless something comes along that mirrors that, you know, where a coach has the latitude to work with the GM, have the power of the 53-man roster or the say, and is able to go in and coach and make maneuver the way he needs to maneuver from top to bottom.
Who do you think right now is the best team in the AFC?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Kansas City, right? They're the number one seed. They got the best record, and they're winning football games. I think it's seeded accordingly to how you see it, with the Patriots right there at number two and the Texans and, you know, all the other teams that are lined up. Like I mentioned earlier, it's week 14. Got to play mistake-free football. I mean, even though it's not perfect, but you want to be heading into the end of the season playing a certain way. And when you look at the playoff picture of what it is now, I think it's exactly how things are unfolding.
Willie, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. That is Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinest. We'll get back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937.